Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninenem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Under the National Initiative, One Nation, One Team, One Agriculture, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Nagaland makes historic impact. Two-day national seminar titled Border Dynamics in Northeast India, Challenges, Opportunities and Policy Imperatives begins in Kohima. Newland District Administration imposes restriction on movement of heavy motor vehicles. And NECTA Department of Science and Technology inaugurates Common Facility Center at New Chumukedima Village. Now the news in detail. Under the national initiative One Nation, One Team, One Agriculture, the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, VKSA in Nagaland, has made a historic impact by reaching over 1.03 lakh farmers across 1,039 villages. Launched on May 29, the campaign mobilized 58,370 men and 45,298 women farmers, spreading knowledge on improved technologies, climate-resilient practices and government schemes. A release issued by Dr. Sandeep Deshmukh, Senior Scientist and Head ICA KVK Woka and Nodal Officer Press and Media for VKSA Nagaland said the initiative also empowered SHGs, FPOs and the rural youth. As the campaign concludes its current phase today, Dr. Deshmukh said it leaves behind a strong foundation of farmer collectives, institutional linkages and a renewed push towards sustainable agriculture, marking a major step towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. A two-day national seminar titled Border Dynamics in Northeast India, Challenges, Opportunities and Policy Imperatives began in Kohima, organized by Baptist Colleges, RDC and Nagaland University. Keynote speaker Sanjoy Hazarika, journalist and policy expert, emphasized unity in Naga society, trust building and respect for history amid ongoing political uncertainty and fragmentation. He highlighted community-led healing efforts, youth concerns including job appointments, illegal immigration, ILP in Dimapur and stalled Indo-Naga talks and frustrations over tax systems. Addressing Indo-Myanmar border issues, he urged stakeholder dialogue and smarter surveillance over physical fencing, warning of land loss and socio-cultural disruption. Hazarika stressed that trust and inclusive consultations are essential for sustainable policy solutions.
While the positive talks continue and people wait with or without hope, but growing fatigue seems for resolution of another political issues, if not another agreement, we should remember there are examples from here from the Naga Hills which go back decades and which are truly inspiring examples of how communities and people have addressed critical issues of confrontation and violence, anger and despair, hatred and division.
The inaugural address was delivered by Vipralu Kesezie, chairman of the governing body, Baptist College, Kohima. Newland District Administration has imposed restriction on movement of heavy motor vehicles with three axles having 10-wheelers from crossing Zubza Atogoki Bridge in Newland in the interest of public safety. The order stated that only single vehicle will be allowed to cross the Zubza Bridge at a time. Heavy motor vehicles with two axles having six wheels will be allowed to ply on the bridge, but the number of vehicles to cross the bridge will be restricted to 30 per day. Defaulters will be fined 10,000 rupees and will lead to seizure of the vehicle. The Northeast Center for Technology Application and Reach, NECTA, Department of Science and Technology, Government of India, inaugurated a Common Facility Center, CFC, at New Chumukedima Village today. The event was graced by Donor Secretary Chanchal Kumar. The facility has been established under the Ministry of Donors PM Divine Scheme as part of the NECTA Livelihood Improvement Project, a value chain on utilization of banana pseudostem for value-added products. NECTA Director General Dr. Arun Kumar Sarma said the aim of the project is to create 250 organic certified clusters, including 20 in Nagaland, with capacity building of 250 master trainers and 25,000 trainee farmers. During the event, a memorandum of understanding between NECTA and the Entrepreneurs Associate formalizing their collaboration for implementation and operation of the CFC. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on the transformation of India's transport infrastructure.
Past decade, India has witnessed an unprecedented scale of infrastructure development driven by a holistic and integrated approach. The daily average of highway construction has surged to an all-time high of 34 kilometers per day, nearly triple the pace in 2014. Under the Bharatmala Pariyojana, over 20,000 kilometers of highways have been constructed to develop economic corridors and reduce logistic costs. Meanwhile, rural connectivity has reached 99% with over 7.8 lakh kilometers of roads built since 2014 under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, while the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan has integrated 44 ministries and 36 states and union territories on a GIS-based digital platform for unified infrastructure development. The railways also witnessed massive capacity enhancement. Over 1,300 railway stations are being modernized under the Amrit Bharat station schemes. In the aviation sector, 88 airports have been activated under the Uday Desh Ka Aam Nagrit scheme. The Statue of Unity, Chinab Railway Bridge, the world's highest, and the Atal Tunnel, the world's longest highway tunnel above 10,000 feet, stand tall as symbols of India's engineering marvels. Today, these milestones are driving productivity, improving connectivity, and laying the foundation for a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The District Task Force for Immunization and Stop Diarrhea meeting was held under the chairmanship of Extra Assistant Commissioner Long Leng Sid Salim Se Sangtam in the Conference Hall of Deputy Commissioner Office Long Leng today. Chief Medical Officer Long Leng Dr. Tia Sunup gave a briefing on immunization, diarrhea preventive measures and hygiene, encouraged everyone present to disseminate the awareness about diarrhea, usage of ORS and zinc tablets to the community. Dr. Imti Jungshi, District Immunization Officer UIPRCH Long Leng, highlighted the challenges to achieving immunization coverage in the district. He called upon all the NGOs and stakeholders for support in achieving the target percentage. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Shavasana or the dead body posture. Shava means dead body. The posture involves lying flat on your back, arms and legs relaxed, with eyes closed. This helps to relieve all kinds of tensions and give rest to both body and mind. It relaxes the whole psychophysiological system. The mind, which is constantly attracted to the outer world, takes a U-turn and moves inwards. As the mind turns quiet and absorbed, the practitioner remains undisturbed by the external environment. It is found very beneficial in the management of stress and its consequences. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Under the national initiative One Nation, One Team, One Agriculture, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Nagaland makes historic impact. Two-day national seminar titled Border Dynamics in Northeast India, Challenges, Opportunities and Policy Imperatives begins in Kohima. Newland District Administration imposes restriction on movement of heavy motor vehicles. And NECTER Department of Science and Technology inaugurates Common Facility Center at New Chumukedima Village. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.